Welcome to Girlfriends in the Word. I'm Lisa Dorr.
And I'm Robin Eschbach.
And we hope you'll journey with us through the Bible. We'll share scripture, a devotional, have a lively discussion, and close our time together in prayer.
We hope you'll be encouraged and able to live out what we talk about on the program, and even do it today.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Hey, Robin, here we are again. Nice to see you.
It's awesome to be here. And I got something to tell us now.
Yay.
That we're doing girlfriend chat.
Okay, good.
I heard this one a couple days ago while I was spending time with a girlfriend, and she told me, she said, Robin, people may forget your name, but you'll never forget how they make you feel.
So
and I pondered
sweet.
On that, and I thought, you know, yeah, it is. I can remember feeling joyful or cheerful or sad with somebody. And I don't know how we're going to make people feel today as we have our conversation, but we've got a good one. And we've got a Bible story that we're talking about that is so familiar, and it's so cool to put our own personal lives circumstance into it and realize, wow, this was way back in the Bible days that we're reading, but guess what? When we apply it, it's the year 2019 and what's going down in our lives. So I'm excited about what's going on today. Let's get started.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, so we're in the book of Ruth, and this is Ruth 4, 14 and 15. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth." We have this saying in our home, "Always run to God, never from him." This saying came to us, and we made it our own when hard times were hitting us. Naomi and Ruth are a great example of how to press into God in the hard times and to see God's faithfulness come through. God is the great Redeemer. I love that. It is actually my favorite characteristic of God. He is our Redeemer. In the story of Ruth and Naomi, it starts out where both women are widowed. In their culture, they had no way to take care of themselves. But God had a plan, a great plan, a plan of redemption through Boaz, the kinsman redeemer. Jesus is our kinsman redeemer, and we can trust him to turn our lives around for good, just as Boaz turned Ruth and Naomi's lives around for good.
And what a story it is. How many Bible teachers have taught on the story of Ruth?
So fun.
I think my favorite.
Liz Curtis Higgs.
There you go. Yes. Yep, we've actually gone and seen her at a conference. And how exciting. I want to challenge you today, if you've never gone to a conference with some girlfriends, or maybe with your mom or your sister, but we showed up, Lisa and I, and we went to hear Liz Curtis Higgs. We laughed and laughed
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, when you laugh on one side of it, on the other side of it at the end, we cried at the altar because our hearts were so touched and tender from a simple Bible story that somebody was explaining.
Liz Curtis Higgs is probably one of my favorites. She knows how to laugh and go deep in the Word. Specifically with Ruth, she does this rap through the whole book of Ruth, and it's hilarious.
Boom, boom, da-dum, boom, boom, da-dum, boom. Should we try it?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I could do it like Liz Curtis Higgs.
Rain check.
Exactly. Or go out to her website and check it out, because I could listen to it again and again, Robin. Yeah, she's a hoot. She
there
really is.
There you go. And, you know, I just think I remember the day, because I've gone to Bible school. Like, I've studied the Bible a lot, and I remember just a couple months ago, I figured out who Boaz is in the Bible. And it was such a deal to me because I thought, I had no idea. And Ruth ends up marrying Boaz, and it's really a great love story in here. And when you go back in time, remember when the Israelites were taking over Jericho and they went into Rachel and she was the big prostitute and they used her and she was considered helping the spies of the Israelites. And in the end, you know, they take her and her family and they join her. They allow her to come and travel with the Israelites. She actually is saved out of Jericho. It's quite a story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, little did I know that she had a baby later on. She took on the King Jehovah and as her God and had this little baby, and guess what the baby's name was? Boaz. So Boaz comes from like heartache, you know, from a testimony of prostitution, and yet Boaz marries Naomi and is, you know, and he's in his 50s now, and he loves the Lord, and she did a great job rearing him as a child of God, somebody that loves the Lord, and then he's a part of the lineage, you know, where later on in generations, Jesus comes out of that seed and gene. I just thought, that is so exciting to connect all the Bible characters.
Isn't that amazing? And that's what I love about the redemption. You know, God takes even our mess, Robin, he takes our mess and he redeems it. He's got a perfect plan in place, but we mess it up by our choices. The world and this just fallen world we live in messed up, but then he redeems it. Like, how beautiful that he redeems it. That's why it's my favorite characteristic of him.
Yeah, it is true. And, you know, I guess when you take this whole story and you pull up 30,000 feet and you just look at it from way up there, I just look at the whole theme of God's care, how he took care of Naomi.
Yes.
And, you know, she's a woman, she's an older woman, maybe she's in menopause, you and I, we know that's all about. And, you know, change is happening, and, she, and her husbands and her sons, everybody's, it just gets so complicated.
Yeah.
And God just says, that's okay, trust me, I've got a plan for you. And she just moves, she continues to move. I think that's really a key component of, you know, instead of getting stuck and hiding away in our homes, she decided, I'm going to go. I'm going to invite Ruth and we're going to go and we're going to see some mighty things happen. And I just look at my own life of God's care. You know, I'm in my 50s now, and I remember the years that I traveled as an evangelist in a camper. And we were, I remember we would get, each family would get $25, and then we had our grocery money. So everything was how we spent the grocery money. But for 13 years, we were really at the mercy of God taking care of us. And I remember dentists, us, all 13 of us in our family, lining up at the dentist, you know, with helping us with the bill and getting our teeth cared for, and just paying our bills. I remember one time we were at a place where we just, we were getting overwhelmed with our bills, and the church we were at was like, hey, how much, where are you at with your bills? How much do you owe? And before we left, it was paid in full.
Praise the Lord.
And so, you know, those are like material things, but I also remember, and you and I can talk about this together, because we both have the story that we were 28 and not married. And I actually had, I was living in Minneapolis, and, you know, I went through, my mom went through Bible college and got married. My two sisters went through and got married, and I came through and got a degree. I was like, wait, God, wait, where's my man at? And so I graduated, and it would be another 6 years before I would meet Mr., you know, Wright, Paul Eschbach for me. And I lived those 6 years in Minneapolis with six other girlfriends. We all graduated. We all felt like, wow, we're kind of the leftovers here. What in the world? A lot of laughter, but some crying. And just wondering, you know, those were the years my mom would tell me, you wait, you wait. God has got this all in a plan for you, and you hold out, you know, and I would pray, God, bring them along, bring them along. But don't you know, the miracle of that God's care was that all six of us, within 2 years, we would get together and we would chant the little poem, meet your mate in 88, meet your mate in 88. And then we'd go, it's going to be divine in 89, because by 89, we still weren't married. So all six of us would be like, man, none of us got married in 88. We're going to have to go for 89. And in the next 2 years, I think it was 90 and 91, all six of us were married.
Isn't that
unbelievable?
Something?
We would go to each, we'd be like, who's getting married in the next 3 months, the next 2 months, the next 2 months? And we were all heading to, all six of us were at all the weddings that happened in that season of life. And I just look back on that with the biggest smile
that
on my face.
So cute.
And I say, thank you, God.
Yeah.
Because I think of boyfriends that I could have married, mm-hmm. things that I could have done wrong, mm-hmm. Ways that I could have been upset.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I thought, nope, God, I'm going to hold out. And with
Amen.
My godly girlfriends, mm-hmm. we talked, we had fun. There's something to that laughing because
mm-hmm.
we
mm-hmm.
did a lot of
yes.
laughing.
Oh, that's
I
good.
Remember we went to a conference together and we sat in church together and we went down to the altar together because the lady we went to hear was a prophetess. And so we mm-hmm. thought maybe she can speak into our lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she ended up not talking to any of us. She just prayed in the name of Jesus on each of our heads.
Oh.
And we were like, we wanted you to tell, pray more for us. And we all got out in our cars and just giggled and laughed to think that we were kind of counting on her to tell us, our futures in a godly way.
That is so cute. And God had it all planned. I think that's adorable that there were six of you and that it all happened in that way. And then boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
you know,
he put
married.
The exclamation point yeah. on it saying, and now it's been 27 years and we
wow.
still get together every two
That's
years. We do a reunion.
Precious.
And some of those gals there's three of them that are counselors now in the ministry.
Nice.
And there's just all six of us are like doing something valuable with our life.
That is
and
so
it's
sweet.
Cool to connect with one another. So who knows your circumstances today,
yeah. Yeah.
but God's care. Usually it requires waiting, a little
yeah.
bit of patience.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get upset.
Mm-hmm.
You can't raise your voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're just down on your knees saying, God, I know you got this.
Yes.
I know you got this. You're going to yeah. do something unbelievable, more than I ever could imagine it talks
yes.
about in Ephesians.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite scripture,
That's
Ephesians
right.
3:20.
Can you say
yeah.
it?
I don't know. Now to him who is able, who can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to the work that is within you, bring glory to God and the church and Jesus Christ our Lord, something like that. That is so paraphrased, but it's what's in my heart, you know?
I hear the angel singing.
I think that was you, Robin. But I love it, you know?
Yes.
And you know what? You bring up a good point about scripture being in our hearts. You know, maybe I didn't say it exactly, you know, perfectly, and there are different translations, so it's going to read
right.
differently anyway, but that's what's in my heart. That he does immeasurably more than I could ask or imagine. That's what stands out for me. That's what makes it my favorite scripture. And, you know, just piggybacking what you said about the girlfriends when you were 28 and still single, I could have been in that camp with you. Now, I didn't know you back then,
That's
but I
right.
could have been the seventh one in your camp.
That's right. We would have been
married.
Good girlfriends way back then.
Yeah.
We were both single.
Well, at 78, or let me think. So at 28, yes, because I had just come to know the Lord. And then I met my husband, and then I got married right after that. So, in that 92 time frame.
We were both having exciting days
because
you became a Christian.
Yeah.
You gave your heart to the Lord
mm-hmm.
dramatically.
At 28. I was 28 years old.
Changed
yeah.
things out.
Yeah.
And then we had babies, and, you know, we caught up with everybody. You always thought, well, I'm kind of the leftovers. But guess what? God has it all in his timing.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're living with empty nesters. We both have kids that are mm-hmm. a little bit older, adults.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite exciting.
It is.
The journey of family living
mm-hmm.
and understanding that God's care
mm-hmm.
when we have our conversations, when we have our ability to give money and support
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
cheering
mm-hmm.
and supporting, journeying with people when they're sad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting. God says in his word, he puts the lonely
mm-hmm.
in families. Because it's, you know, where do you belong? Well, guess what? You bring your weakness and who you are and all your hardships and you place it right in the middle of your family.
Mm-hmm.
And then
That's
together
beautiful.
As a village,
mm-hmm.
like I said before,
right. mm-hmm.
we do it together. We watch out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
We support each other. And
mm-hmm.
I'm all about that.
Amen. Nothing like a sister in Christ. And
So,
let's close out our time together in prayer, Robin. It's been so wonderful to be with you and talk about God as our Redeemer and Boaz and Ruth and Naomi, all of it. It's just been so great. So, Father, thank you that we can trust you. Thank you for this beautiful love story and the beautiful example it is for us to see how you provide. You have given your Son, Jesus Christ, for our redemption. And I pray that anyone hearing this who has not trusted their life to Jesus will do so today.